for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Back here at Leopold Memorial Park, where this afternoon we've seen a thriller. Leopold 9-13-67, Geelong West Giants 10-6-66. Fifth quarter thanks to Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. We now go inside the Geelong West camp thanks to Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. Unfortunately, somebody had to be on the wrong side of the result today. It was Geelong West. Their coach, Greg Mellor, is with Chris Nichols.
That's exactly what I just said to Greg then. Very stiff and just came up short. So, Greg, but still some good signs today.
Look, I thought our effort and intensity didn't waver throughout the whole game. And I guess going into the last quarter, we had certainly had our chances to win the game. And I felt like a little bit of our execution in the back half, when we were a bit tired maybe or whatever, that we missed a few transitional plays, and on the back of those there was a couple of easy turnovers and resulted in goals.
Greg, thanks for joining us once again. Kingy Kirshen and Jace in the box. What was your message to the boys after the game? Did you have a quick chance to have a chat to them and talk about what just unfolded sort of in the half an hour since three-quarter time?
Yeah, look, it was pretty much just what I said then, and we talked a little bit about our trademarks and how we wanted to play, and our we felt our effort around the ball was pretty good. Our ability to get in and tackle was pretty good. We just thought we misused the ball on a couple of occasions. When we're just trying to find uncontested marks and turn the footy over and gave up some goals. There was a couple of free kick shots on goal as well too, which we just need to tighten that up.
Yep. It was a real game of momentum. Nobody could really put each other away, could they? You just seen when somebody got on top that the other one would find a way to get a goal and just wrestle the game back.
Yeah, that's it. Look, they're a strong side. They're really strong midfield. They had their chances and they probably didn't take as many as they could have in the end. And we had our chances too, and from a couple of inside 50s in the last quarter, and we didn't nail them.
Playing Leopold in the past, Trent West made it obvious how they were going to set up around the footy, but they rolled so many through that ruck position. I think Mayborn was there for a lot of the day, but you also throw in Giddings having a go, Pitt having a go, I think Jennings at times as well. Does that unpredictability make it hard to coach against?
Not really. Well, I was expecting that they would have probably three or four play off our wins, which they did, and they tried to have momentum going through the ball. And at different stages that they got on top, and different stages we were able to make use of them. Probably in the end, with the hit outs, we didn't get as much clearance as we probably should have.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, here's Matt Kershaw, who I think was going to ask you about that and has just had his question stolen by you, Greg.
Greg, you absolutely answered. I know it's hard after a game to dissect the game and you haven't got stats in front of you, but that was exactly what I was going to just ask you then. Did you feel that you got that ruck dominance? You probably had enough hit-outs, but probably just not enough hit-outs to advantage, I guess, and that probably goes in hand with what you just said about Leopold's midfield, probably knowing that, and they probably played accordingly against your midfield.
Yeah, we spoke about it at halftime, about being, but well, I just felt like there was some just misconnection between, Symesy particularly and our mids. There were some clear hit out wins and we hit it straight to the opposition. So we have been working on it, and that's something that we obviously are going to continue to work on and get better at.
Greg, I was just going to ask you about of the new boys. I thought Baxter Mench's second half was good. You seemed to move him a bit more around the ball rather than on the wing, and he was pretty good for you. Noah Gribble started to get a bit more of the ball in the second half as well, and I thought Angus Codd kicked a couple, and he looks like he's going to be promising for you up forward.
Yeah, I think I thought Noah Gribble's game was pretty good all day, to be honest. I thought he was clean and used the ball really well. Angus took a little while to get into the game, which is understandable. But when he did, he started to impose himself. And I agree. I think he's going to really grow into that key position role. He's got nice feet, and he can grab a ball, and he leads up at the ball really well. And Baxter played a little bit forward early. It wasn't intentional. Just sort of the way that it sort of panned out, and then And then pretty much in the second half, he was, he was around the ball the whole time.
On the third quarter there, he went to Thompson. Was that a deliberate move, or was it just the way it panned out around the pill?
No, in the second half, we were looking at stoppage work that both Ethan and Baxter would, would just play off him, or, yep. Finger in the back and just try and make him accountable.
Yep.
Grovedale next Saturday afternoon in another K-Rock broadcast game. Greg, how do you treat the six-day break, especially coming off such a physical contest as this afternoon?
Just have to roll up and get ready. We'll train Tuesday and Thursday. There'll be a recovery session tomorrow. Boys will, and some may even do it tonight. There's a few sore boys. Tuesday will be probably not as long, but there'll be some intensity. And Thursday night we'll do some, like we normally do, really strong contested work.
Greg, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for your support of our broadcast this afternoon, coming on pre-game and post-game to have a chat with us. And we look forward to annoying the hell out of you next Saturday as well.
No worries, boys.
Good on you, Greg.
Greg Mellor joining us there. Thanks to Suzuki Marine, of course, Geelong Marine World, giving us all our post-match interviews.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.